Here are a few of your comments about Thursday's program. Some ears perked up for our story about a proposal in California to make driving with a dog in your lap illegal. The bill's in the state assembly. It's drawing support from animal protection groups who say pets pose a danger on the road.
They can become, you know, projectile missiles. They can cause an accident. They can impair your ability to react to an accident. And they can get hurt.
That's Madeline Bernstein of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals in Los Angeles. I used to be an owner who let my dog ride unrestrained, writes Shelley Taylor of Lafayette, Indiana. But once I got a booster seat for my mini poodle, Lizzie, it all changed. She continues, on my way to my parents' place one Christmas, I hit a patch of black ice and flew over a ditch. When I looked over at Lizzie, that's the mini poodle, she was sitting calmly in her booster seat, restrained by a harness, watching cars pass by. I understand many will be angry because they feel the government is trying to take away their rights, but pets should have a right to protection, too. We also got this message from Pamela Cobble and her boxer lab Rosie of Asheville, North Carolina. A couple of years ago, I was cruising out of town on I-40 with Rosie's chin on my shoulder. This is Pamela writing. Suddenly, I had to brake for traffic. Rosie came flying forward. Unbeknownst to me, she also knocked the gear stick into neutral. All I knew was that for a few long seconds, I had no control of my car. Well, now, at the suggestion of a local pet shop owner, I simply put her in the seat behind me and closed the door on her leash. It's good to know she is secure and ready for quick release. Rosie sends her regards. We'd like to hear your comments, and those of your pets if you like. Just go to npr.org/contact.